Okay, moving forward. We're on Hey Ahmed Bey's about 15 lines up from the bottom. Yeah, Rav Ada v'Rav Salman. They say, to write both of them, Mibe Kluchis. They're from the place of Kluchis. Omri, they say, Af mitikonos Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai, even from the time of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, v'Eilach, even though they started accepting the testimony, Beita Asura, the Beita remained Asa. Okay, so that's exactly the same Lashon as Rav Yosef said. So even from the Tikkuna, the Beita remained Asura. And we're also going to have Rava coming up, that even from the Tikkuna of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Beita remained Asura. But it's going to be a different reason. Okay. So my timer, why is the egg Asa? Even though they accepted the Edus, the egg is still Asa. Because Mehera Yibone Beis HaMikdash, because Bezus Hashem, soon, any day, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. People will say, if you allow the egg to be permissible to say the Ma'an of Shach, there's going to be a problem. Right? People are going to say, Ishtakad, last year, Milo Acholnu Beitza B'Yom Tov Sheni, did we not eat the Beitza B'Yom Tov Sheni? Meaning, if you adjust the halacha, right, to Shtei Kedushos, right, it goes back to the Nuan, and you allow the egg on the second day with the Ma'an of Shach, because now, right, it's not Yom Richta, because you can accept Eidus all day, fine. So people are going to get used to eating, I want eggs on the second day. On second day, Rosh Hashanah, you have eggs, right? Because it's okay, right? Everyone, you can't have the egg on the first day, but you can have the egg on the second day. Everybody knows you eat eggs on the second day. So now, but then the basic milk is going to be built, yeah? Right, and then, but it's going to go back to the original Tikkuna. It's going to go back because we have the issue again of the Kilkul Mashia. So therefore, we're going to go back to Kedush Rachas.
So we're talking about specifically Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim.
Rosh Hashanah in Chutz Laaretz. Right, in Chutz Laaretz, which they are,
it
is going to be, but anyway, true. But they're doing 2 days. Basically, in Chutz Laaretz is every year, though. In Chutz Laaretz, they're doing 2 days every year. They do 2 days, right? So they're gonna remember, we always eat, eggs on the second day. That means they would adjust the halacha, because Shtei Kedushas means Ma'an of Shach, you can eat it on the second day, yeah. But when the Beis HaMikdash gets built, right? So then it's going to go back to Kedush Rachas. So that means the egg's going to be also on the second day. People are going to make a mistake. So that's what we're concerned about. So Ashtanami, people can say also now, once the Beis HaMikdash has been built, yeah, Nami, Nichol, let's eat the egg on the second day. But lo yodi, people are not going to realize the Ishtakad that last year it was Shtei Kedushos, it was two Kedushos, because there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's just Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai permitted to be Kabbalators all day. Yeah, hey. But Hashta, but now, again, once there's a Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha Achasi. Okay, great.
That's only for stars. And Shalom is only one day. If they're eating
Kabbalah. No, but in a case that they kept 2 days, true. When they only kept 1 day, they don't have to, then it's only 1 day. But in a case where they kept it 2 days, especially when the Edim came after Mincha, right, so that's also got the din of Kedusha Achas. Once the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. No, we're talking about when it's rebuilt.
So there's only one day in Rosh Hashanah Yerushalayim, as long as Edim came that day.
No, but when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt,
yeah,
then they'd have the problem with Shia again.
Of what?
Of Shia. They won't want to kill in the Shia. So therefore, if the Edim came after Mincha, they would do both days.
Right.
So they're doing even Yerushalayim. They're doing 2 days. And over here, you won't be allowed to eat on the second day. Right. Okay, so, but then the Gemara asks a question here. Fine. Okay, good. I hear your concern. But if that's the case, though, yeah, Eidus Nami. This concern should also apply by Eidus. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not concerned, so it doesn't seem he was a good terence, right? Eidus Nami. Lo nikabel, let's not accept them after Mincha Lamala, which Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai allowed, right, my timer, because Mehera Yibona Beis HaMikdash, because Bez Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built soon in our days. V'yomro, and the people are going to say, Ishtikad Milo Kabal Nu Eidos HaChodesh. Last year, right, we accepted that Eidos HaChodesh, even though it was after Mincha, was right last minute of the day. Yeah, Kolo Yom Kuloi. So Hashtag Nami Nikabel, even though we got a Beis HaMikdash, and now even though there's a problem of Shia, people are going to not realize, and they're going to accept the Eidim, they're going to mess up the Shia again. We don't want to go do that. Don't go there. So says the Gemara, Hachi Ashtar. That's not a good comparison. Why? So Hossam, Eidos, Masurah, the Beis Din. Over who officiates the Eidos? The Eidos is officiated by Beis Din. So, and they know what they're doing. They know the halachas. So over there, we're not concerned. Right, so therefore it's not. But Beitza L'chol Masurah. Who's the Beitza? That means every man in his kitchen, or every woman in her kitchen. And people are just going to rely upon the Minhag, and they're not going to have to shy and say, well, I remember by Stark, you know, Zidi, or, you know, Bubby, he used to make an egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So I'm going to also, you know, make my egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
If we build the basic
English,
what we built soon.
Yes.
We go back to. Ria, we go back to fixing the new moon on Ria, even though now we know the history outcome.
Yeah, because it's a mitzvah. That's what we had in Rosh Hashanah, right? That, it's all in the study, it's a mitzvah out to the Kaddish Al Ria.
Right, so even though we know the only thing that's stopping us.
They knew then as well, though. They knew, Rabbi Amigel knew then as well. At that time. It was Mashmahi, yeah, he could, right? No, Rabbi Gamliel, remember in Rosh Hashanah we said Rabbi Gamliel had the thing, he took him to his roof, he knew everything already.
You don't need the basic Midrash to the Kaddish of Yoriya.
I mean,
they were in the
Kaddish
of Yoriya for some time after the basic Midrash was destroyed. Right.
So we don't need the Sanhedrin, though. No, I don't know, you were fine. But we would.
We would.
It means clear over here, right?
Well,
oh, you say, but it was irrelevant anyway. But how would you have 2 days then? It must be, right? It must be that there's a problem with the Kilkul Bashir. So it must be the Zaydus. Yeah. No. Once the Beis HaMikdash comes back, obviously they're going to do Eidos again.
We're doing a different period like that. Initially, after the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, we still were covered in Eidos. Yeah? And in a certain point in time, we switched over, Klal Yisrael switched over.
Yeah, but that was right.
So I'm just pointing out that here we'll be talking about the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt, but as you're saying, like, it seems to be assumed, obviously, once it's going to be rebuilt, it will also.
Correct. It's a given. Yeah, you're right. True. Final answer. Rava Amar is going to. So listen, look, it's the same exact start, the same as, yeah? Rava Amar, Af Mitikonos, Rabban Yochanan Zakkai, even from the Tikon of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, even though he changed with regards to accepting the Eidos, Beitza Asura. The Beitza is still going to be Asa. Right? So, Mi Loi Moida, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Moida, She'im Boa Eidim, Mina Mincha Lamala, that if Eidim came from after Mincha time, even though there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash anymore, Shenogim Oisa Yom Kodesh, that they still keep that day Kodesh, Olamacha Kodesh, right? Meaning that true, he said, he made a Tikkun that we should accept the Eidim all day, even after Mincha, and we would make the first day Rosh Hashanah, but he still left in place this the part of the halacha that you should keep both days holy. I mean, he didn't change that. Because my mashal for this, I thought it's like Corona and Zoom. You know, like Corona may have gone, so maybe according to some, yeah. But we still have Zoom. You know what I mean? Certain things came from this situation of Corona. Yeah, even though Zoom in a certain sense may not apply nowadays, because like why bother? You know what I mean? But certain things stick. So I was thinking maybe like this, that the Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai said, you know, he said, you know, I like the 2 day thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of a bit crazy just to quickly last minute, you know, it's only really 1 day. Meaning, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, 5 minutes before You know, 5 minutes before, you know, maybe no one's going to hear. So he just said, you know, I like that. I like that. You know what? You know, that part of the Takana, we'll leave that. I mean, we could, for fixing the date, we want to do what Hashem says, that the first day is the first day, because we can see the moon's there. For sure, that's the first day, yeah? But this thing to suddenly say that you don't have to keep day two, we're gonna keep it. So therefore, basically, and therefore, so like this. So it remains Kedusha Achas. Just like we saw with Rav and Shmuel, that they said Ha'olam V'Ha'olahu, that basically, that sinners, nothing changed, right? That we kept keeping 2 days. So therefore, it's going to be like the original Takana, right? So it's going to still remain Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas, it stays committed, because nothing changed. Basically, we just carried on, yes?
That's confusing, because the second Rav, which was Yom Tov to Yom Tov, Shel Galus.
Okay.
The egg is Mutar.
Right.
On the second day.
Right.
So that's why I asked. Here we're speaking specifically Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
But you're saying, so there's a Chumra in Rosh Hashanah over Yom Tov.
Yes. Well, as we know, that's Kedusha Achas.
We're expected to understand that when it comes to Yom Tov, we're going to be Mutar on the second day, Shel Galus. Yom Tov to Yom Tov. However, on Rosh Hashanah,
right,
we're expected to understand that the Beitar on the second day is Osa.
Yeah, but you see, people didn't really understand. You see, people didn't really understand.
People are going to come to make this mistake that last year.
Yeah, but like, you know, because people don't know the halacha, they just do what the parents did.
Well, I know, but it seems like it's a lot to.
Why won't people say it's Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov?
Okay, for that, this is why we're doing Chazara tomorrow. It's good to see all information. Take a step back and look at it and think about it. Good, but we're still. This is, you know, we're new to this. It's just so it's like a new laid egg. Okay, let's just finish this off and then we can Bez Hashem do Chazar. So, Amar Rava says Rava. And now here's the statement we said quoted before: Hilchsa Kavasi de Rav. The halacha is like Rav Bahani Talas in all of these three cases, which really all the cases were egg, right? Which you said, if you contrast it now, it's all about two days. There's three different scenarios, yeah? There's Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Tov and Shabbos is one, and then there's 2 day Yom Tov, and then
Shel Galus,
and there's also, and then there's also 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is like Rav Bahani Talas, Bein Lukula, Bein Lachumra.
Never 2 day Yom Tov.